I'm in Manchester and I'm in the offices of Red Eye. I think it's redeye.org.uk. I should ask Paul Herman, who sat right with me, who is Paul Herman on Twitter. And also, what's your Twitter name for the organisation?
It's Red Eye Network, all one word.
What is it you do?
At Red Eye, well, we're a network, the Red Eye, the photography network. So we try and make photographers' dreams come true, although that's not our normal mission statement. We try and bring photographers together, fill the gaps in their knowledge, help professionals in the things that they need to do, and people who are aspiring professionals get more information, unblock people's creative blocks, and we put on events and we circulate opportunities in photography. So all that kind of stuff, anything that you might need as a serious photographer.
So you're based in Manchester. Do you mostly concentrate on Manchester photographers, or is this nationwide?
It is nationwide, although most of our physical events are in the north of England.
Nice. Nice to get out of London for a change, because there's a lot going on in London already. Why not spread the love?
To London? Oh, you mean round the country?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
that's kind of what we're doing. So it's
you've got a symposium coming up in Derby, I believe.
Yeah, well, it's something we call the National Photography Symposium, and it's in Derby at Quad on the 7th and 8th of May this year, 2010. And that's kind of a gathering for everyone who's interested in the important stuff going on in photography, the big issues that are affecting practitioners, photographers in every different field. So in other words, we have photojournalists there, we have art photographers, we have museums and gallery people, we have editorial, we have documentary photographers, we have specialist photographers, all kind of talking to each other and talking about the ideas that cut across the different ways of working that are important to everybody. So you can go along to the symposium, you can follow a sort of thread of sessions which are specifically about photojournalism and editorial, or about the arts, about museums, or you can sort of mix and match and go to different sessions and vote with your feet. So
that's excellent. And of course it's in real time, real space, so it's right there. You're getting to meet these people in the flesh, which is much better than most online forums, I would say, definitely. And of course, you may well be talking about the digital economy bill, something that is very seriously looming upon us right now.
Yes, I think it's digital economy bill is a big, big piece of legislation designed to encompass all aspects of new digital things happening in the UK, I suppose. So the stuff that's come into the headlines is things about the licence fee and about broadband and all that kind of thing. The digital economy bill supposedly deals with all that stuff. So it's a big piece. It's a big piece of legislation that's been pushed through in quite a rush. It's really the last thing that this government is doing.
How's it going to affect photographers?
Well, in amongst all of this, content is a little bit of stuff about orphan works, and I'll explain what they are. Basically, if you have a photograph or a work of art which where you can't identify who's the creator, in other words, there's no caption attached to it, there's no metadata if it's a digital image, there's no way of identifying who the author, creator, photographer, etc. was, then the proposal is that this is called an orphan work, and as such it can then be used by all sorts of other people without them doing more than a sort of cursory search for the author.
So most people don't know how to search for metadata. Most people have no idea. I mean, unless you've got your website or your name plastered across that image, which always makes me cringe a little bit, to be honest, because I used to do that and then suddenly realised it was affecting my photography, so I just stopped doing that. People aren't going to be finding this, and they are just... Is this not a licence for industry and corporations to say, woohoo, free content, let's just use it everywhere? I've used online search tools like tineye.org and found mainstream newspapers using my photographs without my permission. Is this not almost a license to do that?
It seems like it could be, yes. It seems that if you're going to introduce orphan works legislation, you need to have some sort of policing, that's probably the wrong word, but some system of searching for authors, much more sort of deeply embedded and easier ways to do that.
And maybe we'll be using more image search platforms. I guess that when my images get stolen, I quietly smile to myself because I'm just about to write an invoice anyway. So maybe it can be a good thing.
That's a kind of slightly perverse...
That's me.
But, yeah, I mean, I think generally speaking, what I would say is it's really... Metadata is critical, and I think that's the way the world is going to work in over the next 10 years, the way that the creative world is going to work. Your metadata is going to allow you to be paid and to be found and for your work to be found. And so... First thing is, photographers and all creative people putting out digital files of any description must attach metadata to their work.
I know of a couple of ways of doing this. Number one, your camera may auto-tag. I know one of my cameras does tag automatically my name, my phone number, and my web URL to every photograph that camera takes. And also, when I import my raw images, I use Lightroom, for example, and that auto-tags metadata again. Are there any other ways?
Yeah, I think those are the best thing. I mean, any sort of cataloguing software such as Expression Media or Lightroom, Aperture, Photoshop, all of those you can add tags, metadata, whatever you want to call them, to the image. And it's you just need to find a way to do it automatically and painlessly for your own work. And I just think it's once you get it down. Once you get a system in place, it's just a few seconds work, and just make sure everything that leaves your computer has metadata in it, has tags in it.
So I guess to protect ourselves in advance, to create some kind of metadata prophylactic over all of the content that we're likely to be making, we right now need to be talking to the iPhone app creators, the camera manufacturers, and saying, look, you need to give us the facility to add metadata right at the point of taking the image. Surely that would make it a little bit easy for us to be traced.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think some posh cameras, you can set them to do that, but most cameras can't do that. Now, the other thing to mention is that a lot of applications strip out metadata. And I think if you save for web in Photoshop, for instance, it can strip out the metadata if you don't look what you're doing. And there are other sort of commercial applications, newspaper... archiving software which strips out metadata. So when we're going into a world where you have orphan works legislation alongside a lot of software and applications and tools that strip out metadata without really thinking about it, then I think you have a kind of recipe for disaster. So I would say we should look at making the removal of metadata perhaps a criminal offence, perhaps a bad thing to do, because it's a bit like...
Criminal would probably be a hard, but yeah.
Well, if it's...
I guess if it's at the detriment of photographers' livelihoods, then no, it isn't.
Okay, the equivalent is if you've got a book and you rip out the title page that has the author's name on it,
okay,
and then sell that book. I mean, it's a strange thing to do for a book, but when that's how you're finding a book, if you imagine a whole load of books on the shelf with no spine and no... name on them, it's a lot harder to find what you're after apart from anything else, but it's something that is quite a destructive act to the image. It's like taking the signature off a painting. Nobody would consider doing that, but people seem to do it with digital images with abandon, so with impunity perhaps. So I think we have to look much more carefully at how metadata is used and controlled. And I don't want to sound like I don't want to sound like I'm being authoritarian here. I just think it's a way that individual creators can, and it's pretty much the only way they can protect their own work if they want to. The other thing to say on that is, even if creators don't think they want to do that, and they're just happy to let stuff go out without metadata, I can guarantee that 10 or 20 years down the line, they'll come back and regret it, because that's one of the biggest queries we get at Red Eye, is people coming in and saying, help, I've given away my work without meaning to, and now I wish I hadn't. So I'm just saying what we observe is lots of people coming in and not looking after their work well enough in the early stages and then regretting it later. So save yourself the trouble.
Definitely. So if you want to find out about more of this, then you need to be looking at the Digital Economy Bill, Googling that. Check out redeye.org.uk. And if you want to get involved in the conversations, come along to the symposiums and talks that are happening, especially if you're in the north of England, because it's not far to go. Thank you very much, Paul.
Thanks, Kristen. Cheers.